Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Margaret Brennan is the host of CBS's Face the Nation and the network's senior foreign affairs correspondent as well. Also, you know, she was the White House correspondent for CBS, covered Washington since 2012, so we always look forward to talking to her about what's happening there on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, particularly again this week. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you? Late night.
Good, good. It was a late night last night, and nobody knows more about that than you. And I know the prep that you have to go through. I know the research that you have to do in private time, and I know that it's demanding, especially on a mom of that youngster. As we approach Halloween, do you know what you're going to do for Halloween yet, by the way?
My son's going to be a pumpkin. That was his choice. I'm going to be holed up doing election prep up in New York with our team, where our new studio for the election will be. So I'm leaving Washington to talk about Washington from New York for a few days, but I'll be getting pictures of my little pumpkin on Halloween.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah, nothing better than that. Hey, Margaret, let me ask you about last night and your thoughts on what we think is the final debate.
I thought it was, not the self-inflicted wound that the first debate was. I think the new format with the mute button and basically the inability to interrupt each other helped both communicate. President Trump wasn't talking over Joe Biden. It didn't irk Biden in the way it did last time when he told the president to just shut up, man. So it helped the public follow along. But, the answers were at best generic, a lot of bumper stickers, but still at least you got some sketch of the agenda of the two candidates there. I think for Joe Biden, the mantra of his campaign has been to do no harm to himself and just let President Trump sort of dig the hole that he believes he's in due to the economy, due to the pandemic. And last night, President Trump didn't have major self-inflicted wounds like he did the first time when he said what he said about the Proud Boys, for example. But he also was able to make more of an affirmative argument this time than President Trump did the first.
Do you think voters' minds were swayed at all by either one of those debates, Margaret?
You know, it is, when I look at the numbers alone, 47 million Americans have already cast a vote. And then when I look at the polling, I see that so many potential voters have already made up their minds. I wonder who those undecided still are. They're kind of mythical to me. But to those folks who needed to be persuaded last night, I don't think it really moved the needle. I think, again, it didn't harm either, which is perhaps the best that anyone can hope for, as a political scientist would argue, in this last final stretch of the election when they're just trying to hold on, as Joe Biden is in particular, to the lead he has in key battleground states. It's a narrow lead. So all President Trump has to do is chip away at the margins in order to hurt him. So that is why the president is throwing basically everything at the wall, as he is with some of these personal attacks regarding Joe Biden's son and the like, trying to go back as he did in 2016 and run against the establishment. That's what that's all about, is trying to say, yes, Joe Biden, you know him, he's comfortable, you know him as a centrist Democrat, but he didn't get anything done. He's the establishment. I'm the outsider, even though I'm president of the United States.
Any reaction to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security? I was watching CBS when that announcement came out, about 6:45, whatever time it was here on October 21st, but from the FBI and our Department of Homeland Security. Margaret, any reaction to that in Washington?
Yes, I've been watching this actually very carefully and closely. The Look, democracy only works when people have faith that the votes they cast will count. And that is what the FBI and Homeland Security and the intelligence community are trying to reassure the public, that they are protecting the integrity of the elections. But they've learned this lesson from 2016, which is we need to share with the public the fact that there are attempts to undermine the integrity. And that's why they're sketching out to the public in the way now that they didn't do in 2016 until after the fact. Then it raised all sorts of questions about, political agendas and the like. What was laid out yesterday even were further details of Russia hacking into state and local government networks. That's a potential threat, not a current one to election integrity. They're watching this very carefully to see if that could interrupt, local voting precincts, et cetera. You heard the day before that from the FBI director and director of national intelligence that Iran had carried out a campaign in a few states to try to basically intimidate voters and undermine faith in the election itself. And so trying to say to the public, don't trust these kind of disinformation, misinformation, emails and notices is something they're doing to try to build confidence rather than undermine it. So it's an important part, ironically, in explaining to people the threats that they're facing.
As of right now, who's going to be on the show on Sunday on Face the Nation?
We'll be talking a lot about the election in this final stretch. We'll have Anthony Salvanto, our CBS News Elections and Surveys Director, lay out three key states where the candidates stand. We will talk to the governor of Ohio in the Midwest. That Republican governor is facing a climbing number of coronavirus cases. Nationwide, that's the case. We have about 41,000 hospitalizations, 76,000 new infections yesterday alone. So the numbers are trending higher, and that's a worry for people who are going to head to the polls. We want to lay that out. We also want to talk to the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, who's a big supporter of Joe Biden, and we'll give you the latest read on the virus with Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
All right. Well, pace yourself. You've got a busy few weeks straight ahead of you, but Margaret, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
She's Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation on WCCR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.